On Babs and College Week, do you think of a product's end of life when buying it? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Lauren Biedelsbacher, assistant professor in the marketing division at Babson College, looks into how people think about the environmental impact of products they buy.
According to a 2017 study by Unilever, 33% of customers are now choosing products they believe are doing social and environmental good. When consumers engage in socially responsible behaviors, such as recycling, reduced consumption, or buying sustainable products, they can force significant environmental changes. By purchasing certain types of products, consumers are signaling their values and identities to others. Given that the production and distribution of eco-friendly products enables firms to meet environmental demands of industry and consumers, build competitive advantage, and optimize future growth, the development of sustainable products is expected to grow in importance in the future. While quite a bit of research has focused on sustainable consumption, there is a gap in the literature between understanding intent of disposal at the initial purchase. Consumers rarely consider how a product's life will end when they are only beginning to engage with the product. However, end of life has serious sustainability consequences, as the wrong disposal could have detrimental effects on the environment. The first step in this research was to determine the value difference customers place on products whose stories are centered on being repurposed or made from recycled materials versus products with an end-of-life strategy. Using experiments, we determined that customers are willing to spend 17% more for a product that has recycled materials versus if it has an end-of-life plan. The next step in the research is to begin to adapt the stories and language to change the value proposition so that customers are willing to pay more for products with end-of-life strategies. This begins with finding ways to link the customer's identity with this new value proposition.
That was Lauren Biedelsbacher of Babson College. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.